Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Guilty as Sin, uncovering new evidence of corruption and how Hillary Clinton and the Democrats derailed the FBI investigation. By Edward Klein. Performed by Lars Michelson. Prologue. Rigged. The Executive Terminal at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, Monday, June 27, 2016. Bill Clinton's private jet was cleared for takeoff and was taxiing toward the active runway when a Secret Service agent informed him that Attorney General Loretta Lynch's plane was coming in for a landing. "Don't take off," Bill barked. As his plane skidded to a halt and then headed back to its parking space, Bill grabbed a phone and called an old friend, one of his most trusted legal advisors. "Bill said, 'I want to bushwhack Loretta,'" the advisor recalled in an interview for this book. "I'm going to board her plane. What do you think?" And I said, "There's no downside for you, but she's going to take a pounding if she's crazy enough to let you on her plane." Note. The source, who has been close to Bill Clinton for 4 decades, was interviewed 25 times for this book. He knew it would be a huge embarrassment to Loretta when people found out that she had talked to the husband of a woman, the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party, who is under criminal investigation by the FBI, the advisor continued. But he didn't give a damn. He wanted to intimidate Loretta and discredit FBI Director James Comey's investigation of Hillary's emails, which was giving Hillary's campaign agita. Bill hung up the phone and turned to a Secret Service agent. "As soon as her plane lands," he said, "get the Attorney General on the phone and say the President would like to have a word with her." Several minutes later, Loretta Lynch came on an encrypted phone line. Lynch showed the former president big time. 17 years before, he had appointed her U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, one of the highest-profile prosecutorial posts in the country. Now, the man who had made her career was on the phone inviting himself to visit her on her plane, and Lynch couldn't bring herself to say no. Bill walked across the 75 yards that separated his plane from hers. It was 108 degrees in Phoenix, and Bill later recalled that he could feel the heat through the soles of his shoes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?